This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Todd Schleckaway of NATE. Todd, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me, Donnie. Look forward to our conversation.
Well, it's always great to talk to you at this time of year, because NATE always puts on a great show every year. Tell us, tell the people where and when you're going to be having the latest NATE Unite.
You bet, Donnie. We're excited. As you can imagine, when we're less than a month out from our trade show, it's busy season for our staff and our trade show committee. NATE Unite 2024 will be held February 19th through the 22nd in Memphis, Tennessee. It's going to be at the Memphis Resonant Convention Center, in close proximity to downtown and Beale Street, many of the famous landmarks that make Memphis, Tennessee, a very unique city. And so we're excited that we have never hosted our annual trade show and conference in Memphis. So I think it'll be a unique and intriguing new location for our attendees. And we're really excited about what we have in store.
Well, it sounds great. It sounds great. So tell us, for people that may not be familiar with the show, talk a little bit about what NATE does, and what are some of the foundational things, and then some of the new offerings you guys are going to have at NATE Unite.
Absolutely. So NATE, this will be the 29th trade show and conference that NATE has hosted. We're an association that is 29 years old. And so each year we take pride in the fact that we have new offerings for our attendees. We've grown organically and very steady each year. If you look at the attendance of our registered attendees, those metrics, if you look at the exhibit hall, number of booths that we sell, those metrics, and then the overall sponsorships, we've got more companies involved with our show. So we've been very proud of how we've grown and diversified the content at NATE Unite. And so this year's no exception. A couple of content programming areas that I'd like to reference, Donnie, would be we are going to add a View from the Field Contractors CEO panel to the keynote stage on Wednesday, February 21st, during the awards luncheon. And it's going to be really a conversation between myself as the moderator and some of our contractor CEO board members, talking kind of the state of the industry from a contractor's perspective. 2023 and the first quarter of 2024 presented some unique challenges for contractors with the wireless customers, major carriers, really kind of slowing down and having a lower CapEx and OpEx spends on their network. So we'll get into some of those issues and talk about what NATE's doing in terms of our collaboration with the major customers in the industry and what we're doing to try to help our contractors. So that's one exciting new offering at this year's show. Another one I'd like to point out, in large part due to the difficult year that 2023 was for those who only have wireless customers, we are going to offer what we're calling, Donnie, a customer diversification workshop pavilion. And when I say diversification, I mean introducing new industry verticals that maybe touch wireless but aren't wireless to our members, in hopes that they can land a diverse customer base to insulate themselves when times are slow on the wireless side. So this workshop pavilion will consist of three different workshops. One will be presented from the federal government perspective and some work opportunities available specifically with the FAA's tower projects. One workshop, we're going to have Light Brigade come in and talk about fiber deployment 101. And I don't have to tell your listeners about what's coming the next 3-4 years on the federal government's investments on the fiber side of the industry because of the BEAD program that is being rolled out in the states in 2024 and 25 and 26. So that'll be something that we want to get in front of our members in a big way, is fiber deployment, the different opportunities within fiber to get some of that work or to get some of that subcontract work that comes out through the BEAD program. And then, interestingly enough, we have more and more members who work in the electric vehicle infrastructure, charging station, deployment space. And so we're going to have a workshop focused on EV charging stations. There's a lot of parallels, Donnie, with some of the small cell work that goes on, you know, with 5G deployments and some of the electrical work that goes on in our industry. So we think that can be a vertical that can help our contractor members grow their customer base. And the last thing I'll mention as far as new offerings is we have a tower, an actual tower, as the centerpiece of our trade show floor. And we've added new and exciting content. We've added some training sessions there during the exhibit hall hours. We have a video screen, so there's going to be announcements throughout the trade show. And it's really added a lot to our exhibit hall. And one thing that we pride ourselves on at Nate is we have an exhibit hall that is bustling from the time the doors open to the time it closes. It's because of our association hosting our show in February every year. We often are the benefactor of vendors introducing their new product lines, whether it be the equipment manufacturers or the PIM gear and testing gear folks. So we're kind of like a focus group. They introduce their new products at our show. They get feedback from technicians and company owners. So it's really an exciting time, and we really do a good job of keeping folks engaged in our trade show and our exhibit hall floor the 2 days that it's open, which would be Tuesday, February 20th and Wednesday, February 21st.
Very cool. Well, now you talked about the customer diversification, but you're not getting away from your tower oriented stuff, right?
Absolutely not. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Donnie. I mean, towers, communication towers are always going to be Nate's bread and butter. And that work is going to come back in a big way. You know, there's a variety of factors which made 2023 a slower time. You know, kind of the spectrum that was acquired by the wireless carriers, a lot of that has been deployed. We're kind of still in the early to mid innings of the 5G cycle. It was a natural time to push pause. Also, the high interest rate environment, I think, played a factor, Donnie, as well, in terms of the decisions to scale back some of the OPEX and CAPEX. But we know it's going to bounce back in a big way. And to your point, absolutely, communication towers and the work that goes on at Heights is one of the core missions of Nate. And that will continue to be our bread and butter moving forward.
Okay. Any cool keynotes or other interesting speakers?
Yeah, every year it seems like we raise the bar on our main keynote speaker. So the Tuesday, February 20th, we have a big keynote speaker luncheon, and that's attended by approximately 1,100 of the attendees come to this luncheon. And so this year's keynote is Kevin Laz. Kevin is a Navy SEAL, and his story is highlighted and chronicled in the movie many of your listeners, I suspect, have seen, and that's the American Sniper movie. And so he will be really well received by the demographic that attends our show. It's really an amazing story. I can tell you in 2017, we had Marcus Luttrell, who is also a Navy SEAL, speak, and you could hear a pin drop in that room. It was so quiet and people were engaged. And so these type of high profile keynote speakers with military backgrounds really resonate with our crowd. And so we're very excited to hear Kevin's keynote message.
Very cool. That does sound good. So we've talked a little bit about the meat and vegetables, the conference topics and things like that. People like to have fun too when they're at conferences. What kind of social things you all have going on?
Absolutely. Networking and providing opportunities for networking is really a core reason why we host a conference, where we want people to have business networking, social networking opportunities. So we host three receptions in conjunction with Nate Unite. We have a Monday night opening reception. We have a Tuesday, Nate Unite reception, and then we have a Wednesday reception in the exhibit hall. And on Tuesday morning, one of the exciting offerings that we've had the last 5 or 6 years is the Women in Nate program host a 5K run and walk, and that is always a really good fundraiser. It's really well attended, and it's been a great addition to our show, a great enhancement to our show. And you can choose to run the 5K competitively. You can choose to come and have a good time and walk with your friends. But each year, that participant listing gets bigger and bigger, and it's just a great way to start your day amidst a busy trade show. And so we're excited about the Women in 8 5K Fun Run on Tuesday morning, February 20th. And the golf event, the Tower Family Foundation golf event, is always held in conjunction with Nate Unite, Donnie, and this year's no exception. So Thursday, February 22nd, we are hosting the 2024 Tower Family Foundation golf event at the Colonial Country Club near Memphis, Tennessee. And again, the proceeds from that event go directly to benefit the Tower Family Foundation, which you and I have spoke about before, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides financial assistance to tower industry workers and their families during emergency situations in the aftermath of accidents or fatality situations. So really has been a blessing in this industry. And the golf event is one of Nate's biggest fundraisers we host every year for the Tower Family Foundation.
How many families have you all helped through the foundation since it's been
created? I don't have the exact number, but what I can tell you, Donnie, is so the foundation is approaching, in 2024, it's approaching its 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And the amount of financial assistance we have provided is truly staggering. And it's really been a blessing. And so we have testimonials from past benefactors, and what we're trying to do is help these families take care of things they shouldn't have to think about in the aftermath of sometimes unspeakable tragedies or hardships. And they shouldn't have to worry about, you know, where the next, how they're going to pay their bills or how they're going to transport someone home from the hospital and those sort of things. And so we've made an indelible impact on the industry, and we look forward to continue to do that. But what's made it all possible, Donnie, is the generosity bestowed by the wireless industry. The companies in this industry, Nate member companies, have really stepped up and supported that organization through fundraisers. State wireless associations have chosen that as one of the industry charities to support. So really one of the most impactful things Nate has ever been involved with is helping establish this nonprofit organization.
Well, it's one of the things I think is one of the really great initiatives in the industry. So congratulations to Nate for doing that. Anything else you'd like to add about the show?
Just a quick note that if you've never been to Nate Unite 2024, we would absolutely love to see you there. It's not too late. We have one-day registrations. We have free trade show exhibit hall passes for those who just want to check out the trade show. We have different registration options, and we get registrants all the way leading up to the week of the conference, and you can do walk-up registration. So we'd love you to check it out. It's a lot more diverse. There's more diverse offerings. We have three different tracks of educational session content that go on every day of the conference. A lot of professional development training opportunities. So if you've never been to our show, why not make this year in Memphis, Tennessee, the year that you check it out?
It'll be worth their while, I'm sure. And hey, it's in Memphis. It's in the middle of the country. You should be able to get there from almost anywhere.
Absolutely. And it's an exciting new location that we're excited about. So we hope to see you there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Todd, for speaking with me, and good luck at the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Donnie.